From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Alabama's coronavirus numbers have hit a new high. The State Department of Public Health reports almost 650 people were hospitalized for COVID-19 yesterday. That's the most since the pandemic began. Wednesday also saw the highest number of new cases in a single day. For perspective on this, WBHM's Andrew Yeager spoke with UAB healthcare epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Lee. She says the rise in hospitalizations is very concerning.
If you look at different areas, particularly in Montgomery, their case rate has skyrocketed. And with three major hospitals, I believe, in Montgomery, they are taking care of a large number of patients. And they're taking care of more patients than, say, UAB is right now because of the surge that they are having.
We see these numbers rising. Do we know what's behind that increase?
So if you look at the timing, it looks like this may be related to Memorial Day. So by Memorial Day, we were all completely opened up. And we, I think, had a lot of fatigue in terms of being under quarantine. And so once the state opened up and loosened a lot of the restrictions, we got together, had vacations. Restaurants have been opened up. Bars have been opened up. And because of that close connection with other people being within 6 feet, and potentially not wearing masks, because I've not seen a lot of people wearing masks consistently, that may be driving our numbers and our cases.
So it does seem community spread is a part of this.
Definitely. I think the difference between, say, influenza compared to COVID is that when people have influenza, it knocks them down. They know exactly when their symptoms begin, and they tend to not want to go out. Whereas with COVID-19, what we are seeing here is a wide variety of symptoms. Vast majority of people are mild symptoms. They may not think much of it, or they may be asymptomatic, which we don't know if that's driving spread. But at least those mildly symptomatic people who may continue to go to work or continue to go out can spread that to other people.
Do hospitals have capacity if these numbers continue to rise in Alabama?
So as a state, we do still have some capacity. But if you think about where the issues are, so for instance, in Montgomery, their capacity, that is, it's very difficult to take care of this large number of patients. And one of the things that we would be concerned about would be your ventilators. So how many ventilators do we have, and can we safely take care of these? I know at UAB, we have capacity to take care of more patients with COVID-19. But that also requires coordination if we need to transfer patients from other areas to be able to care for them.
How much more can we handle, you know, if we do see a significant spike as opposed to a plateau?
At the current rate that we're seeing an increase in number of cases, we will not have enough ventilators to care for the people that need ventilators. We will not have enough hospitalized beds. And that can lead to an increase in mortality, which is what we really want to prevent as healthcare workers.
We are consumed with data during this pandemic. I mean, there are dashboards, there's all sorts of information out there. How helpful is watching the hospitalization rate and assessing what's going on?
I think the hospitalization rate allows us to realize that it's more than just an increase in our testing capacity. So I think as we've seen an increase in number of cases, I've heard pretty consistently, well, we're also doing more tests, and maybe that's why we're identifying more people. But if you are identifying more people, then potentially that the hospitalization number shouldn't really go up. But as we've seen, the hospitalizations are consistently going up. And that's where we're concerned that we can't take care of these patients.
What are you going to be
in the way that we would want to?
Sure. What are you going to be watching for in the near term?
So one of the best things that helps me is the percent positivity, which is a helpful number. It tells us how many tests are percent positive per day. But really, you have to dig a little bit deeper into the data and say, all right, well, let's look at Mobile County or Jefferson County, and what are those percent positivity rates? And that's how we help identify these hotspots. I think that's where we really need to focus a lot of our efforts. So if Montgomery County is having a large surge in their cases, if they could work on trying to limit the spread in their county, that may be helpful for other counties as well.
Well, Dr. Rachel Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.